I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Very sweet. For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The YouTube poll, real quick, we'll touch base with it today, is should electronic bikes be more heavily regulated? You can vote at youtube.com/@AnnieFry. Leave a comment there as well. We've got a few comments on the live chat here. I'm going to read G-Wibs, bike paths and walking trails should have a posted speed limit. I guess you'd have to put a speedometer on your, you know, what should the speed limit be on a bike path? If you think about being on a treadmill, can you think about that?
The sports park across from my place, it has a 12-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Can you think about being on a treadmill? Like, do you do treadmill work?
Yeah.
So what do you use? Do you walk or do you run?
I walk up to a jog, and then I kind of fall back.
Do you know what the jog setting is?
5 miles an hour.
Five is a brisk walk. No. 5 is a jog for sure.
Okay.
It's not sprint, but you're running. You're not fast walking. You get to about a 4, and depending on how long your legs are, you've got to kind of pick it up a little bit. So if you think about being on a bike path, can you imagine being on a bike path and seeing someone only sprinting? That's just kind of funny to think about.
Just sprinting?
Somebody like just what? Full on, full sharp hands just the whole time.
Oh, like movie sprinting.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise.
Not somebody like running. No, you're talking about Jason Bourne.
I would think I probably should start running too. I think I've stumbled upon something here, and
that
I don't
guy's
have
not
to
in
be.
Running clothes.
I don't have to be the fastest. I just need to not be the slowest. But that would be kind of weird. But that would be like a 6, maybe 7. If you're on rollerblades, if you're on a bike, you're going to pick up the pace a little bit. These e-bikes, based on the 3 classes that I talked about there before. The first 2 classes go up to 20 miles an hour, and the third one goes up to 28. Is 20 miles an hour too fast to be going on a walkway intended for walking, running, and biking? Because biking, you know, you've got to be careful if you're on a regular bicycle and people are walking, you know, taking a casual stroll, walking a dog, not out there for like a super strong cardio burn. Those regulations don't really exist right now. And, you know, you could probably have, if it's private, certainly, if it's a private park or a private walkway, that might be posted. Municipalities have the ability to regulate these types of things. I'm just curious if you would like to see it in your domain. So I wanted to read this one comment from earlier, because you were talking about the new one that's being established over in Collinsville. And someone said, you said it's over by the Culvers. And they said that you know you're from a small place when you put the in front of just common places.
Well.
The Culvers.
In my defense, we don't have 2 Culvers.
I know.
So I can say the
Culvers.
That's
his point. You can't in McDonald's, or can't in McDonald's, you can't in Collinsville say it's over by the McDonald's.
No, you can't because there's 2.
But you can with Culvers.
You also couldn't say it's over by the hardware store because we also have 2 of those.
It'd be confusing for people.
Mm-hmm, I don't want to be confusing.
I want to dip a little bit more into my favorite topic to cover, even if it's just with myself. But the wake of the World Cup being just taking over the way people see the United States. And again, I'm very open to the idea that they have understood that they've unlocked some sort of algorithm gold jackpot.
Okay, by the way, before you play this morning, my wife asks me, are you guys talking about the World Cup much? And
yeah.
I said, a little bit. I think we're all like at least somewhat interested in it. And she said, are you talking about all the people from abroad that are posting stuff? Because she's fascinated with it.
It's the story.
It is the story.
And once you start watching one, you just want to see another one. And you love all the accents. And you love how happy they are to be experiencing this. But this is maybe a little bit of a horse of a different color compared to what we've seen so far from these videos. Because a lot of times it's people, these Europeans are super pumped for free refills. They can't believe it. Ice is another one that we've talked about. And by ice, we mean the cold, frozen water ice. I've seen a lot of like reaction to our immigration enforcement issues. But here is... Here is somebody, let's see here, this is gun rights, British man, reacting to American gun rights.
One of the things that's become extremely apparent to me after spending a few days here with a group of Americans and other nationalities is how much of a English people are in general when it comes to arms, guns, and basically protecting their nation. We've been totally pacified in the UK and through removal of our arms, our right to bear arms, it's caused a big problem for us. And now our government is basically turning into this absolutely tyrannical feminine leadership that is gradually eroding all of our rights. And there's really not much we can do about it.
I don't have anything to add.
You came to the United States.
I have nothing to say to improve that.
Get that man a powdered wig, tricorn hat, and a musket.
Thank you. That's great. Yeah, he came here and just went, wait a minute. I think we have a problem. Like the mere sight of the Great Plains.
It's not
made
just,
him realize it.
We've had a lot of videos coming through where people go, these visitors, these tourists, they go to gun ranges and they fire guns and they're like, oh, wow, that's fine. This guy's video is one step further. He got done doing that, maybe. And then he was like, you said, wait a minute. we're cooked.
It's just so funny. I think being on a conservative radio station, obviously, if you listen to us, if you listen to Mark Cox and Reardon, these are the kind of things that are just, we talk about all the time. And they're going, wait a second. I think I just had a revelation.
Hold on a tick.
So here's a video that, this is a long video, and I'm going to kind of, we'll walk through it and talk through it. Feel free to jump in if you want to. Weigh in on something specifically, because this video is 5.5 minutes, which is generally speaking too long to play for one specific video. But it's Dave Portnoy, and Dave Portnoy went 5.5 minutes and didn't say an F word one time, which is pretty incredible. But he's talking, and I said this, and I wanted to play this when Ethan was in here, and we ran out of time. Because what did I say about the World Cup? I am all in on the World Cup, but like the event and the circumstances surrounding it. I want Team USA to win. I personally don't need to watch the game in order to have joy that they have won. But I will give hours of my time laying in bed to these people coming to the United States, celebrating their countries, putting on full display with the greatest joy that a person can muster, their pride for their homeland, for their country, while they are taking in everything they can from what we have to offer. And it's just all happy. From what I can tell, it's just joyful. And we apparently, based on my obsession with it at this point, I think, don't have enough of this just pure joy going around. We gotta like ruin everything. So yeah, I'm all in on the World Cup. The soccer, great, wonderful. Team USA all the way. But more, I feel like the World Cup didn't need America. America needed the World Cup. And I saw that on one of the videos that somebody put on Instagram.
Ask not what the World Cup can do for you, but what you can do for the World Cup.
All right. Something you got to know about me is I can be caught up in the emotion of events. I've never been a big World Cup guy. I'll watch USA when they play. I'll root for USA, both men's and women's, like go USA, but not a soccer guy. Never was like, I believe we will win. I believe we will win. Hate that chant. It's like, all right, I get it. It's a European sport. I'll root for Tottenham, try to fill that trophy case after I did Pizza Review with Harry Kane, Sir Harry Kane.
Up 6-5.
Never been huge. This World Cup, I don't really remember the one that was in the United States before. This World Cup, seeing these other countries coming to the United States, and we got the Scots going absolutely bananas, the Tartan Army in Boston.
Playing out a front door of like an Airbnb, bagpipes. Walking through Fenway. I don't know where that is in Boston. The Tartan Army. Are you familiar with these folks?
No.
I am now, so is Boston. No Scotland, no party. This is, I think, isn't Boston's, don't the Red Sox still kind of stink? I think they're this is probably the
no
biggest.
No Scotland, no party. No Scotland, no party. Sing for Scotland and even if we don't win, we will win, we will win. We'll be on no Scotland, no party. Like, I had no interest in going to these games. I may go to Boston Friday and hang out with the Tartan Army all day and go to the game.
So we're going to take a break here, and we're going to dip back in with Dave Portnoy, because I think that he's feeling, certainly it's what I've been feeling, do we need more things collectively, like the positive outcome? This is kind of similar to the Russell Crowe conversation that we had earlier, which is Russell Crowe was recently out there talking about Gladiator 2 and saying the reason Gladiator 2 didn't work is because they forgot to have a moral core center to the actual story. We're talking about positivity. We're talking about shared values. Is it weird to see the world descend on the United States and feel more akin to these people who are here pouring their heart and soul into cheering for a soccer team? We know what that feels like. You can relate to that. And sometimes you can't even understand what they're saying or chanting or cheering. But it's just energy into our veins and into the heart of this country, and it looks like America is giving it back to these people tenfold. What a happy, positive story. More from Dave Portnoy on this when we come back on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away. Something you should go and love yourself.
When you told me that if you suffer from burning, tingling, or numb feet, pay special attention as we discuss neuropathy with Dr. Patton, D.C. Dr.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts. What?
Think USA, Team USA plays at 2 o'clock tomorrow, is that right?
That's correct.
I don't know. Like, do you intend to sit down and we've got tomorrow off for Juneteenth? Do you intend to be in front of the TV in your basement? They won last night when you guys, your whole family, was snuggled up on your
bedroom. An evening game, because I don't know if we'll all be together at that time or not.
Yeah,
I will be paying attention in whatever way I can.
Notifications on my phone.
Yeah, in clips afterwards.
Brad, you going to the bar?
No, I'm not going to the bar, but I'll have it on TV and be watching it.
Dave Portnoy celebrating what the World Cup is doing to the United States and what the United States is giving back. Here's more from him.
You got these videos of Norway, and they do this thing. The Norway is they're wearing the Netherlands. They're wearing orange, and they're like,
side to side. Do we have anything like this? Collectively as a country, we're so...
Norway, I just said the Netherlands. That's the Netherlands. You get Norway, they row the boat.
Yeah.
They woof.
That's scary. Intimidating. They're rowing their way up an escalator. It's like a mall or a train station. And then they take it everywhere they go. If they travel to a bar, if they're in a train station and they're going up an escalator, like Norway going to Norway.
They're making these videos that are like the best hype videos I've ever seen.
Look at this. It's an AI version of them rowing the entire stadium into the water over to Norway. It's in the mountains. mountains. Go Norway. I'm for it. And those Norway men.
Small.
I'm rooting for these. I'm more into them than the U.S. Like, yes, I want the USA to win, but watching all these foreign countries, all their fans, there's like 20,000 Scots in Boston right now, and they're all exploring the United States. They're going different things. Like, you're seeing Scots be like, I just had, it's hilarious. Like, I just had a Dunkin' Donuts. It's the best coffee. I saw someone got avocado toast at Dunkin' Donuts. I didn't even know you could have avocado toast.
So we started the day at Dunkin' Donuts. Oh my goodness, I love this place. The avocado toast and iced coffee were so good.
Another one's like, I had nachos at Hurricane O'Reilly's. I've never had such a treat. All these people, someone's in the Miami beaches being like, this is the most beautiful. I thought Australia had great beaches. What about Miami? All these foreigners come to the United States, and all they see on TV is like, oh, the United States falling apart, all the stuff you hear in Trump and purple hair, and they're like, this country is awesome. The United States is unbelievable. They're enjoying all our local stuff. They're having the times of their lives. They're singing. They're dancing. Scotland on fire. I have become caught up in World Cup mania. Yeah. I think it's like the best. I wasn't anticipating it. It caught me off guard. I just sit and scroll online for every single video of these fan bases exploring our country and having the time of their life. Yes, I want USA to win. I'm like jealous that we don't care about the USA in soccer, I know, relatively speaking, but not like these other countries. It to root for a team, travel in a group, have the time of your life. People have like saved up, I guess, for like years to do these trips. I have World Cup fever. I don't necessarily have USA soccer World Cup fever. I have Scotland, Norway, Netherlands, Japan World Cup fever, and watching them just have the time of their lives.
That's exactly how I feel about it. And I do kind of want, I mean, the truth is, I don't have time to like really super invest in A, learning soccer, B, being a part of what the World Cup is clearly to the rest of the world. But I just do, it's the best PR campaign that I think I've ever seen America participate in. It's so great.
It might be. I mean, it's all authentic too. It's not like somebody put out a commercial for the USA. You know, the way that this used to happen is that we would put out movies in the 70s, 80s that were pro-America. They weren't intended to just be pro-America. But if you watch Superman 1 and 2, you walk away going, oh, that's America. That's
great. Do these people across the world watch Top Gun Maverick and probably go, oh, that's pretty awesome?
Maybe.
I think they do.
But they're watching all the other crap, too.
Yeah. So, which is why Maverick stood out so much, is because it was such an antithesis to the normal, I don't know, I hate to use this word, but woke crap that we normally produce.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. That's the image. And it's our news, our media, our Hollywood. It's all anti-America. And so they're all going, oh, this is great.
There are multiple layers to this, three that I can think of off the top of my head. First is the impression that people had of America before this started coming into the country. A lot of criticism. I mentioned this to Ethan. He's like, don't get me started. And I'm like, you know, Ethan, he's like, we don't want to spend a lot of time talking about it on this show. But what people were criticizing, like, does America even have the capacity, the arenas, the facilities to, you know, put together? It's the World Cup. I don't think that they can handle it. It's like, that doesn't even make it to my desk to know that you've had this concern about it because we're too busy doing other things. But they come to America and there's this predetermined understanding of what America is, which clearly was very different than the first impression that we're making in person with all of these people. So the first layer is, what is the reputation of the United States of America to all these people before they got here? And it was pretty clear that America is not a soccer place and they are not going to be able to handle this. I think we've been handling it quite well. The second thing is the wave of love and affection and just overwhelming positive surprise that these tourists are having and sharing on social media. And again, if we're all being baited into watching their videos because they know what they're doing and Americans are all here for it, okay, whatever. I think it's great. And that leads me to the third point. So many Americans are seeing the way people are positively talking about America. And it's like America is receiving the first compliment that they've ever heard. That this entire time, we just have been like a teenage girl internally down on yourself because you've heard all the bratty little mean girls at school constantly talking about all the things that are crappy about you. I almost said a bad word. Crappy about you. Why? Because those mean girls are jealous. They're not happy inside. It turns out that the people who are not happy inside are our own people who are jealous about the positive things that do exist here that maybe they don't feel like they're a part of, even though they could be if they wanted to be. We've been told internally for so long that we don't even know. We can't even believe that people would launch a compliment our way. So you sit here and we've been told we're pretty for the first time without having to ask, do I look pretty? It's like an objective party comes in and gives you an honest, genuine compliment. And it is the first time that it's been reinforced in such a way that we actually think, I think maybe, you know what? I'm looking around and I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I actually believe what they're saying, but I've had to have somebody else come in and objectively acknowledge it in order for me to feel good about something that in my deepest heart of hearts, I've always really, really felt good about. But everybody was so mean to me and I didn't know what to do about it. Those are the Democrats.
That's a great analogy.
Thank you.
I'm going to clip that and turn it into a 4-minute promo. And you know what, Trisha? You're just going to have to deal with it. Adjust the clocks.
Almost said the S word in there instead of crampy.
Did you?
Almost.
Please
real
don't.
Real close.
Don't.
Then you can't use it.
You
know what? I think Brendan Carr would listen to the whole thing and be like, I think we're going to let this one go.
Yeah, I do too.
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah. I think she said Schulte.
I think she said short.
I have said short on the show.
I was just using a British accent because I didn't want Brendan Carr to get mad at me.
Yeah, I know. He hates you.
Yeah, he does. He's like, when he speaks with a British accent, he can say cuss words, though.
Trish is coming in studio next.
Great.
We've had to tell her to clean up her language.
Yeah, we have.
Filthy.
She uses a lot of words that I've never heard
it
before.
It is constant, too.
Yes. Just really hostile.
What I learned later is that she speaks German. And that is why I do not understand the words.
And those aren't actually cuss words.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. We're going to have Trish in here next for Annie, Are You Okay? On a Thursday and a very special edition of Sports and Local. Ethan is out today traveling with family, and so we have a very from-the-scene report that you're not going to want to miss when we come back. From the scene of the sinkhole.
What?
When we return. Don't go away. Love on the weekend.
Love on the weekend. I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, Ethan is taking some time to spend some vacation time with family, so he's not here for Ethan Sports and Local, so we decided to go on scene for today's event.
Thanks, Annie. I am down here in the St. Louis sinkhole, as the people say. It's become a bit of an attraction down here because the traffic has been diverted so far away from it. If you can hear, I'm pretty far down. It is echoey down here. You'll know that I am in the way of several workers. Your first question, let me address it. How did you get down there? Answer, rope. Second question, are people upset that you're down there? Absolutely, but I brought the techno, liven it up a little bit, and I have a press pass. It does say my full name and the show that we're on. They are listeners, but they are vowing to be no longer. Anyway, I'll be down here for another couple minutes, and then I'm going to come back up to answer your third question. Yes, using the rope. Oh, wait, they just cut it. I will be down here for a bit. It does seem that the authorities are arriving.
Okay, a rare man in the street update from the St. Louis sinkhole. We'll have to send someone out there to fish him out of the sinkhole, or possibly maybe tomorrow's poll on our day off is, should we leave him there? Yes or no?
Whoever he was.
Can't be you.
I'm
here. You're here. Not Brad.
Yeah. I don't know who that was.
Not Trisha either. All right. I'm okay with him being there.
Yeah. Yeah, leave him there. Trisha. Let him rot.
Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie and crew.
Yeah, did you like our man in the street
that was
report?
Something.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
If you like that, we can continue to either leave him there and get more reports from the sinkhole as it's getting fixed, or we might retrieve him back and return him to the event to report on its progress. Annie, are you okay?
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Woman arrested for speeding home to watch Love Island. An Arizona woman was arrested after state troopers say she was driving 108 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone because she was trying to get home to watch the reality television show Love Island.
So that sounds like she said, I had to get home. I mean, she could have kept that part to herself.
She
could have said, I was going to have explosive diarrhea.
Like you do. That's what you say.
Which is what you say, isn't
That's
it?
That's what you say.
Instead, she said she wanted to get home to watch her show. And she was arrested on criminal speeding and reckless driving charges. Her vehicle was impounded for 20 days.
Hope she had it on DVR.
I hope she ends up on Love Island out of this.
Ooh, twist.
Yeah.
I
It'd
hope
be
she
great.
Wins Love
like, That's
Island.
Dedication right there. We need her.
Yes, exactly.
What
and that you could spot
Love
her like from
Island.
A mile away and be like, yeah, that's the one that's not a model.
She's coming in real hot.
She got on through some social media exposure.
Real quick, Trisha, before I read this, what is your question?
Are you okay with reality TV?
Okay. Just before I answer that, according to Google, Love Island, the premise of Love Island follows a group of single, conventionally attractive contestants called Islanders who live in an isolated, luxurious villa under 24/7 camera surveillance. Their goal is to couple up, whether for love, friendship, or game strategy, just like life. To avoid elimination, those who remain single after recoupling ceremonies are dumped from the island. Classy. Do I like real reality TV? Some reality TV. I don't like that relationship stuff. I don't really... I'm trying to think of reality TV that I used to watch American Idol during a portion of time. I loved Biggest Loser. When that was still on, but that's obviously been gone for a while. I don't like reality TV that's so obviously scripted and unrealistic. So I'm not really into that, but I'm not opposed to a competition show if I feel like there's actually some competition there.
She's looking at you, Storage Wars.
Is that...
It fake? Was determined to be very scripted.
Would they like stock a storage facility full
yeah.
of stuff? And
yeah,
then
they would.
It was.
Yeah.
What was the premise of that? Like they had to go in and.
You guys.
You'd yeah. buy a storage unit because you can do that. And then you'd open it up and see what you found.
Yeah, you'd bid on it. They would have them abandoned units.
Was Big Storage behind this? To get people to
so.
Buy more storage facilities?
No, it wasn't Big Storage. It was TLC.
Big TLC.
I'd look a little deeper into TLC's contacts.
Yeah, that show exploded. And then once they found out that, oh, you guys are just putting stuff in units. And plus, these guys had all become, all the main characters had all become pretty wealthy from doing the show. And then they stand up and they go, man, I don't know if I can afford $800 for this unit anymore, but it's got some old Elvis newspapers in it.
I think you've just broken Jackie's heart on YouTube. She said, are you serious, Wiggins? Darn. But she didn't say darn.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm afraid of Brendan Carr, so we're going to keep it that way. Brendan? I should get his name right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can say that word
what
if
are
you
the,
say it
what,
British.
What are the worst...
No, I don't think you can.
What are the worst reality shows that you've watched? I watched... I think that was Fat and Fabulous or something like that.
That has got a catchy title.
Is that the name? I Am Jazz? Was that young transgender person? This is before trans was mainstream, which I would assume right now. Would you say trans is mainstream now?
I think we're almost on the other side of mainstream.
But I mean, it's as mainstream as it's going to get.
Yeah.
Jazz was a boy whose parents they did a reality show walking Jazz through a transition to being a female, and they started when Jazz was two. They're like, we know.
Oh my gosh. I think I remember this show.
I couldn't not watch. It was probably on TLC as well.
Dude, I freaking loved Hoarders.
Hoarders is something that I hide in the hallway and peek around the corner because I can't stop watching it, but I'm like, I need to remove myself. It's so terrible.
Uh-huh.
Are you a pimple popper person?
Ugh. No, I've never watched that show, but I know the executive producer, and I've never watched it.
Is it because of your pimples?
No. It's not.
They keep trying to recruit
it's
him.
Because of my boils.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Alligator attacks DWI suspect during escape attempt.
A DWI.
Hold on. Oh, I know. It was confusing.
Victim? What?
No.
A guy. A DWI-er?
I'm just going to launch into the story now.
What about Honey Boo Boo Child? You remember that one?
You're going to ask me a very important question right here, and I need to know the facts.
Hold on. Let me get to it.
Okay.
A Louisiana man accused of drunk driving was attacked by an alligator while attempting to flee police.
Mm-hmm.
State police say the 40-year-old jumped from an elevated highway and ran into a swamp.
He gets out,
trying to run away from police, jumps into a swamp, attempts to swim across the canal
drunk.
When an alligator bites him.
Oh.
Even after the attack, he continues running before eventually being taken into custody. He was treated for his injuries and charged with DWI and resisting arrest.
An animal cruelty.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's not in this. Are you okay with running?
From the law? I don't know what you know. Tell me what you know. No, I don't. I've said this many times before. I'll continue to say it again. If I could change two things about myself, and these actually do go quite a bit hand in hand, I would be one of those obnoxious morning people. Do you know what I'm saying? You know,
that's like 4 a.m.
Just like
headphones on, socks high, just running
people,
around.
These idiots, probably on yourtango.com, Ryan knows. These people are like ways to improve your life. And it's like, wake up before the sun comes up so that you can have some time to yourself. I'm like, you know the time I would like to have to myself? It's in bed while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I'm scrolling Instagram.
Yeah.
Your Tango is like, don't do that.
Don't do that. I've got a suggestion for you.
Make a nice fruit breakfast.
I would be, yeah, okay. I would be a morning person and I would be a runner. And I have, during COVID, I did Couch to 5K, which I really recommend if you ever are looking to try to get fit, get more cardio in, and you want to run, but you're nowhere near it. Couch to 5K does a really good job of, I mean, I could run a 5K in less than 30 minutes by the time I was done with it, which was incredible for me because I've never been that person. I've always been quick, never been fast, never, ever enjoyed running. But I wish so much that I did.
I get a runner's high when I run, but it's on an electric bike, apropos to today's poll question.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
It's very professional of you.
You're welcome.
About time.
Fake shopping site offers retail therapy without spending money.
It's like playing online poker for not money. None of this is real.
Yeah, this is what it's like when we walk through IKEA.
A new online trend out of South Korea is giving people the thrill of shopping without actually buying anything. So-called dopamine sites.
I do this on Amazon all the time. There's always something in my cart.
Well, now you can, with these sites, you can actually put something in your cart and even track fake deliveries without spending any
money. Gosh, we're not a healthy people.
Apparently, the trend is gaining popularity among younger consumers. Supporters say it delivers the satisfaction of shopping without the credit card bill, while critics call it another sign of consumer culture gone too far. Annie, are you okay with fake shopping?
No! What's wrong with these people?
You're getting extra emails telling you you don't have something on your it's on its way.
Who's like satisfied by this? You need help is what you need. You need somebody to sit down and tell you no. You need help. I do like a good online shopping experience, but I don't think I need it. I usually need the things I'm shopping for, and I'm a researcher and an analyzer, so I put a lot of work into all of the possibilities of ways to purchase said thing. But there's no action that doesn't result in me acquiring the thing that is going to make me any happier. In fact, it might make, if I had a problem with that, more neurotic at the end of the day.
I hate shopping. I always have to buy stuff I don't want to be buying. Like, I just bought a chimney cap.
I don't think you're shopping right.
And then, because of that, I'm like, this is boring. I add sun-kissed fruit gems to it. Like, at least I have something to look forward to.
Then you're excited about it. Sun-kissed fruit gems?
I love those.
I'm going to order that right now for Christmas for
you. Thank you. Give me a huge pack of more than 5 pounds.
More than 5 pounds?
If you could, please.
Are they like gummies?
Yeah, they're fruit gems.
So like one package, I could just put one down at a time for you each segment and just keep you going.
If you did it right, I'd get closer and closer to you.
No, I don't.
That's wrong.
I'm gonna toss the wrong way to do it.
Pew!
Shoot it right across the room. You got one more?
Sure. Japan investigates alleged ice cream price fixing scheme.
Scandal.
Japanese regulators have launched an investigation into 6 major ice cream manufacturers over allegations they coordinated price increases.
Ooh, collusion. It was a perfect phone call.
Big ice cream.
Authorities raided company offices this week amid suspicions that executives shared information.
It was just Ryan looking for a snack
about the timing.
I'm here on official business.
I'm going to need to see some documents and try those samples.
Yeah. Are those even safe? Let me have one.
Quality control here. The investigation comes as Japan's ice cream industry records its highest annual sales ever following the country's hottest summer on record.
Mm.
Yeah. Annie, are you okay with ice cream?
Ryan. Mochi.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Ryan and
for the next 5 to 10
Ryan and I
minutes.
Have had lengthy text message conversations about the brilliance of mochi.
Are you familiar?
No.
Do you know?
No. Brad, have you ever had mochi?
No.
Ryan?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what's going to have to happen?
Yeah, you're going to have to buy it for everybody.
Yeah. If you haven't, this is something that I've seen at food festivals and stuff like that, and it looked interesting, and I wanted to try it. Is it rice dough?
Yes.
On the outside of ice cream, and it just looks weird, but it kind of looks to me like my infatuation with macarons.
Uh-huh.
Because they're colored and there's like a bunch of different flavors, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I really want to try that. And so we were in Walmart one time, which is dangerous for me. I shouldn't go in there. And I was like, oh, let's see if they have any. I got it. And I am obsessed with it now. And my two youngest girls love it. Everybody else thinks it's the most disgusting
How
thing.
How could you hate that product? It's fantastic. Know. It's just
Tell
ice
Charlie
cream.
And Jensen and Jared.
Sweet little
Let
dough.
Let them know how dumb it is.
I will. That's stupid, you guys. Listen to my voice cracking. I can't stand it.
He's losing his mind. A good strawberry mochi, little cake batter from Deerberg's. I got that one. That's maybe my favorite. It's very blue. I don't know why.
Cake batter?
Yeah, but it is good.
Is that what? So we got to talk about flavors in the future.
He's
so.
Like, turn the music off.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
We got a little ways to go here.
This will bleed into a text message conversation. Let us know if you like mochi and also e-bikes on the text line. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back. This song goes out to my kids. For their hatred of mochi.
Unbelievable.
What's the matter with them? Who's raising them, Jared?
How could you hate mochi? If you've tried it, it is to love it. It's like hating the Ninja Turtles. Everybody loves they have size.
It's the irresistible grace of mochi.
Exactly. They got a sensei.
What percentage of our listeners right now have heard of and follow up mochi? Do you think it's tiny?
Well, it needs to be a week. 100% of the day, first of all.
I am open to mochi sponsorships.
Oh, me too. And all in trade.
We only will just give us mochi.
We don't want your money.
We'll do anything for mochi. I'll go get that guy out of the sinkhole for mochi.
You guys get that money out of here, you mochi guys. We love you.
We wouldn't even disrespect you that way.
No.
We just take it in delicious bites of rice dough and ice cream.
We do want you to consider lowering the price of mochi a bit.
Don't ask for anything right now. If we get it for free, it's lowered for us.
That's true. And then we'll tell everyone about it.
Problems have
just
been
like
solved.
This.
We don't get anything for it. In fact, my fridge has a mochi drawer now.
No.
My
really?
Freezer does. Yeah.
How much mochi are you buying?
I don't know.
For me, it's a treat when my wife goes out of town.
Do you hide when you eat it? Is it a secret?
It's not.
Oh, it is.
It's not like that.
He sits in the car in the driveway.
Betsy says, do you mean mochi? Yes. I don't know how else to say it.
Are you supposed to say maki?
I better not be. It's mochi.
It's mochi.
It's a little, see, the reason I like it the most is because I love ice cream, but it's, I guess you'd say it's bite-sized. I think I probably eat them in about 4 bites.
Yeah, you can't.
It's too cold.
You can do a bite-sized, but then you're...
Here's some commitment.
Your cheeks are like the Godfather.
That rice dough is going to live for a little bit. But they come, you know, you get different flavors, and so you throw them in the freezer, and you can eat one, and it's like 70 or 80 calories, as opposed to, I get a little ice cream treat at night, and it's not a 600-calorie bomb of an ice cream dish.
Oh, that's why you keep it around.
Yes.
Then it keeps a box.
Well, you eat a whole box yourself.
Oh, heck yeah. I didn't know that people didn't.
Do they all come in six packs?
Well, the ones I get.
I've never gone to Aldi.
So if you go to an Asian grocery store around here, you can find different types of mochi too, and some of it is non-refrigeratable.
So there are people in the room who are looking for ideas for Father's Day. Ryan, what are you getting Dad for Father's Day?
Tie.
Nobody wears ties
anymore.
It's
a power tie, though. For business. It has forceps on it.
Bunch of power drills. Do you guys do gifts for your fathers still on Father's Day? Ooh, there's a silence.
I don't remember. I don't know, and now I feel bad.
We do. Yeah.
I think we just usually get together with them.
Time?
Yeah.
Time is good. What do you do, Brad?
What we
something
we,
spectacular?
Yeah, usually we get together as a group. My dad's really hard to shop for because, like most dads, he doesn't want anything. And no, my dad would not like mochi.
How do you know?
You don't know.
Don't
it's just
judge
ice
him
cream
that
with
way.
Rice.
this is the thing that Ryan and I have agreed on
the
most.
He is
ever.
My dad, and I know him very well. He would not like mochi.
He'd love
he would
it,
not
Brad.
Try it.
Just, he'd love
He's
it.
Like, what is this, Japanese? No.
I'm the exact opposite.
Oh my gosh.
If it's to Asian food, I'm like, yes, please.
Turn. Trisha, do you get something for Dad?
Yeah. Although, as we were talking about it, I thought, oh, I need to buy gifts for everyone.
You don't. I like to give my dad hugs. He's big on physical touch and affection. He just kind of giggles a lot because he's super ticklish. I just go up and hug him for a really, really long time. And
he is ticklish.
He goes like, shut up.
Does he love it when Ryan does that too?
He goes, the whole time I'm hugging him, and he doesn't make that noise when Ryan hugs him, which is what I'm really worried about.
Here comes the wiggle
fingers. Do you want to tell my dad happy Father's Day?
No, I'll tickle.
Okay. Should electronic bikes be more heavily regulated? 67% of you said yes, and I agree with you. Keep it right here. The Mark Reardon Show next. I'm not married to
sweetheart. Time now for today's.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.